listening to RMU Radio, your campus, your voice, Tuesday night spaghetti dinner show. I'm your host, Ogie, to my right, which you listeners don't really care about directions because you can't see us. But anyway, he's to my right, Mr. Michael Spellman.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome to the show. It's been a while since we've had a show, hasn't it?
It's been quite a while, yeah. At least 2 days.
Yeah.
It's been at least 2 days.
Maybe even 3 days.
Maybe five. Who knows?
You know.
Could have been a full week.
Could have. Maybe a couple weeks.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, whatever.
You don't know.
It doesn't matter because we're here now.
We are here.
And you're listening, hopefully.
Oh, they're listening.
Oh, they're listening.
They're listening for sure.
Well, it's good to be back in the studio. It's been a while. We had spring break.
We had trips we took. It's been a while.
But did the people sitting in this room, who took a trip on spring break?
We both did. Not on spring break, but we were on trips where we do shows. Yeah, we had EDC.
Oh, right. Okay.
You know,
but we've had a show since then. Stuff. We had a show since EDC, I believe.
Yeah.
So they know. They know.
They know.
Let's talk about spring break.
All right. How was your spring break?
Boring.
All right. Well, that's spring break.
There it is.
Moving on. Why was it boring? Boring. What did you do? What didn't you do, I guess?
I didn't have fun is what I didn't do.
Yeah. What'd you do instead? Why didn't you?
Worked.
Work.
Got to get that moolah. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
What'd you do for work?
I work for a company that owns apartment complexes.
Oh, and what do you do in the apartment complexes?
I know. In the summers, mostly clean apartments. And then I don't even remember what I did.
You don't remember what you did a week ago?
No.
That's good. That's reassuring.
I want to say, I went floor to floor through the apartments, apartment buildings, cleaning the hallway carpets.
That's all you did for a week?
For a week, yeah.
That's awful.
There's a lot of buildings.
No wonder you don't remember it. I wouldn't want to remember that.
Yeah. I feel bad for, like, the tenants. I mean, I'm sure, you know, most of them have to go off to work, but there's definitely people who are still there. And so 8 in the morning, I'm running a carpet cleaner down the hallway, and it's loud. So
that's awful.
I feel bad for some of those people.
How'd you get that job?
Connections.
Connection. All right. High-powered connections.
Oh, yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, what'd you do?
Not too much. I ran some errands, had some doctor's appointments.
Mm-hmm. All's good?
All's good, as far as I know. Yeah. I ate some buffalo food that I haven't had in a while.
What is buffalo food,
please? Well, you know, like places we don't have here, like Tim Hortons. There aren't any Tim Hortons here.
No, there
aren't. Just stupid Dunkin' Donuts. No one likes Dunkin' Donuts.
Is that technically buffalo food?
I can get it in Buffalo, so yeah.
So okay,
I can't get it here.
So it's confirmed Buffalo is Canada.
No, Buffalo's not Canada.
Well, debatable.
Well, it's not. I had Paula's Donuts, which is a local Buffalo chain, so that's Buffalo food.
Good donuts.
Oh, phenomenal donuts.
Better than Tim Horton donuts?
Oh, yes, much better.
Okay.
Hold on, let's see if I can pull the picture.
Is there, like, an original Tim Hortons, like, somewhere?
Yeah, it's in Canada.
Well, where? Like, where is the Tim Hortons?
The Tim Hortons. All right, hold on. Do you want to see Paula's Donuts first?
Here, yeah, sure.
There's Paula's Donuts.
Okay. Is that Paula?
I don't know if that's the Paula, but...
See, donuts look delicious, but I just have not found one that I've enjoyed.
Because you've never had Paul's Donuts.
Maybe.
They're to die for. They're unbelievable. I had three in the whole week.
I was expecting you to say more.
But they're big donuts. Like, probably gained 5 pounds from those three donuts.
Nice. Very nice.
All right, let's look up the original.
Yeah, there's Primanti's all over the place. But, like, there's an original. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of Primanti's.
Where?
Around the Pittsburgh area. But there's, like, an original Primanti's, which is in downtown.
The original Tim Hortons is in Hamilton, Ontario.
Oh, wow. That looks very quaint. For those of you listening, it looks like a road stop. Wow.
Fans of Tim Hortons must make the pilgrimage to Hamilton, Ontario, only 45 minutes from the United States border in Buffalo. The gritty industrial steel town of Hamilton is home to the first Tim Hortons. The first Tim Hortons franchise opened in 1964. In 1967 with three stores in operation. Hockey player Tim Horton became full partners with former police officer and franchise of Tim Horton store number one, Ron Joyce. Since then, Tim's signature has become a prominent fixture in the Canadian landscape. The first Tim Horton store offered only two products, coffee and donuts. The selection of donuts to enjoy was highlighted by two original Tim Horton creations, the apple fritter and the Dutchie. They became the most popular donut choices in the 60s and remain two of the most popular today. Tim Horton's number one features, the first Tim Horton's features a small museum replica of the original 1964 sign and a bronze plaque commemorating one of the most historic sites in Canada.
I'm not going to lie, I definitely didn't know that Tim Horton was a hockey player.
Really?
Yeah, I did not know that.
He played for the Sabres.
Oh, did he?
Hmm?
Oh, wow.
I think he died in a car accident. He, like, ran his car into a tree, I believe.
Oh. I'll do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll do it for sure.
Yeah, so Tim Hortons. It's phenomenal. There's obviously Canada, and then all over Buffalo. There's one in New York City in Times Square. Mm-hmm. There's a couple in Columbus, Ohio, because Wendy's, the corporation that owns Wendy's, also owns Tim Hortons.
Oh, wow.
And Wendy's headquarters is in Columbus, so they popped up a couple Tim Hortons. So
I could go for Wendy's right now. I'm very hungry.
You could go for some Tim Hortons, too.
I'd probably go for Tim Hortons. Do they sell, like, regular food at Tim Hortons?
Yep, they do have sandwiches and
stuff. I imagine Tim Hortons food is similar to, like, Eaton Bark.
No, it's not like that. It's a cafe and bake shop.
Like Panera Bread?
Kind of.
Really?
Yeah.
Surprising, actually.
A little bit. Not as fancy, but it's a step up from Dunkin' Donuts, but not as fancy as Panera.
Okay. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know.
It's very good. The coffee is very good.
Yeah.
You know why they say the coffee is so addicting?
Why do they put crack in it?
No. They grind up cherry pits. With the coffee grounds. With coffee grounds. So it gives it a distinct flavor that no one else has. So that's why it's addicting. Hmm. There you go.
Interesting.
Here's your Tim Hortons trivia of the day.
Okay. Is that their official sound?
No, not.
They could adopt it.
So I had my Timmy's fix. They're doing their roll up the rim to win promotion.
Roll up the rim to win.
Yeah, so you know how...
Is that like March Madness related?
No.
Rim, okay.
Oh, haha, no.
That's, okay.
On paper cups, how the rim's like rolled down.
Yeah.
On these cups, you roll up the rim after you're done drinking, and it'll say, you know, please play again, or win a free coffee, or win a free donut, or win insert prize here.
I like that.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Did you win?
No, I didn't.
Huh. What can you win?
You can win a coffee or a donut or money or gift cards or a car.
Win a double double.
A double double.
Double double from Timmy's. That's interesting.
Hmm? Okay. Double. Do you know what double double means? Probably because I explained it to you, but before
if,
I explained
if
it
if
to
I
you.
If I remember correctly, it's double cream and double sugar?
Two cream, two sugar.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
That seems a bit
much. I didn't know that was only like a Tim Hortons Buffalo, Canada thing. Cause
I mean, couldn't you do that? I'm sure people.
I was at Dunkin' Donuts once, and I was at Starbucks in Hale, and I said, you know, large double double, and they're like, huh? I was like, coffee, two cream, two sugar. Oh, okay. But they had no idea what I was talking about.
It's a lot of sugar.
Well, sometimes you gotta get that. Sometimes I go black.
Isn't a double double also a menu item at Burger King, where it's like a chicken sandwich. It's like a sandwich or something, but like the bread is just chicken.
That's a double down at KFC.
Double down at KFC.
Don't ask me how close. I know that. I've never had it, but it's a double down. It's
great marketing.
It's like, yeah. Actually, I know the story behind that marketing.
Please ploy. Enlighten
everyone. You want to hear it?
Yes.
How do I know? Oh, I at a seminar I went to during a Greek thing. The guy told us the story about marketing. So there's Big Five, the Big Five of marketing.
Yes, the food,
sex, food, free stuff, alcohol, and whatever else there is. Fun. So anyway, to fun.
To market, really?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, nice. To market this thing, KFC was like, "Well, this is really, really, really unhealthy for you. Like one of these double downs."
But you're not going to KFC anyway for the health,
right? So. But one of these double downs counts for like 1.5, like the calorie intake for a grown man for one day.
Nice.
So they're like, "How are we going to market this thing? No one's going to want to buy it."
Oh, I do.
So they went to like big colleges like Ohio State and Penn State. And they went to, like, fitness centers. They found the most attractive, most fit female students. Like, here's
as
what
you do, as you do.
Right. So they're like, all right, we've got a job for you. Here's what you got to do. On Saturdays during your games, you need to hand out these, you know, coupons for a free sandwich. Not a buy one, get one free. Not a, you know, free with a purchase of a drink. Just a free
sandwich.
Free double down sandwich. They're like, okay, great, whatever. They're like, can we drink? Can we still tailgate? They're like, yeah, do whatever you want. Just hand out these coupons. Mm-hmm. They're like, however, you need to wear these special shorts that say double down on the butt, like KFC double down. The writing was on their butt. They're like, okay, whatever. So they went around to college to the games, the tailgate. They handed out free coupons for sandwiches, and the sandwich became one of the most popular sandwiches ever when it hit the market.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was flocking to get these sandwiches because they hit all the criteria. They hit the sex appeal, they hit alcohol at tailgating, they hit, you know, the fun of tailgating at a football game. You know, they hit them all. Free sandwich.
I bet you the man behind that got a promotion.
I'd say so. So yeah, so it is one of the most popular marketing ploys, or, you know, instances of the thing.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Surprised we have not learned about that in principles of marketing. Yeah. But then again, we don't learn about much, so whatever.
Yeah, so there you go. There's your little, another fun fact. I'm just full of fun facts today.
Fun facts day, for sure. A lot of fun facts.
Let's see if I can.
Ah, man, now I'm really hungry for KFC. I'm just hungry for anything at this point, really. I haven't eaten anything.
I don't think I've ever eaten at KFC and been satisfied.
Really?
Yeah.
It's all right. It makes me mad that they don't do, like, you can't get a bucket of boneless chicken.
Oh, there you go. Here's the picture of the college students wearing the pants that say double down and handing out the free sandwiches.
Yeah.
There you go.
There it is.
There you go.
It just looks. Wait, was that a hot dog?
Now, yeah, now they've got the double down dog. So it's going to be a hot dog in a
chicken patty. How do they get the chicken patty shape?
Because it's not really chicken. It's just probably like a chicken gel that molds.
Oh, I'm down
so
with
disgusting.
It. I'm double down with it.
That's so disgusting. So yeah, so that's what the double down looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Two chicken patties with cheese and bacon and some special sauce.
Hmm.
It's a heart. Like, I'm having a heart attack just looking at it right now.
Yeah.
Nasty. You say you want a bucket of boneless wings?
Yeah.
It's called chicken nuggets. You can get those at McDonald's.
Yeah, no, but I want like big old chicken breast.
So I go buy chicken breast and.
But I want it from KFC with the seasoning and everything, man.
Go to Chick-fil-A. 10 times better.
Yeah, might as well.
I love Chick-fil-A. We don't have those in Buffalo.
No?
No.
No, it's terrible.
It is terrible. The closest one's in Erie. So every time.
How far is that from Buffalo?
About an hour. Hour and a half-ish. Yeah. So every time we go to or fro school, we always stop for Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
As long as it's not on a Sunday. Because Chick-fil-A is closed on Sundays.
Yeah, it's closed.
Yeah.
Oh. Well.
Yeah. So we went from Tim Hortons to to KFC.
Yeah. To March Madness. Let's talk about March Madness.
Let's talk some March Madness.
Let's talk about what I'm sure a lot of people are talking about. Michigan State. Michigan State ranked number 2 in the tourney, getting knocked out
by the
15th seed Middle Tennessee. Oh, wow. That's incredible.
No kidding.
The Spartans lost 90-81.
That'll kill my bracket.
There are already no perfect brackets left in the Yahoo Sports tourney.
I'm sure there's no perfect brackets anywhere.
Someone had to do a
after what there was some upset yesterday that
Purdue
might have been. There's some upset that killed almost all the brackets, and there was only like 0.1% of perfect brackets yet. What was it?
Oh, let's look right now. You're looking at it right now.
I'm looking at it. Yeah, my bracket shot.
I didn't fill out a bracket this year because I didn't even watch a single game of college basketball.
I picked UB to win the whole thing, so.
UB?
University of Buffalo.
Oh. All right.
Because I'm from Buffalo.
Who are they playing first round?
They played Miami. They lost.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so that kind of killed the whole
bracket. Yeah.
That wasn't going anywhere.
Pitt plays tonight.
Pitt's playing right now.
They're
winning 16-6 against number 7 Wisconsin.
Very good, very good.
Let's see what other games happened today. Hawaii beat Cal. Wow.
Oh, wow.
That was a.
They play basketball there?
Apparently. They're ranked 13. They beat ranked 4 Cal. Hmm. No kidding. A lot of upsets. Let's see. Iowa won. Villanova won. Providence won. That was last night. That was an upset.
Who did Providence play?
USC. It was 9-8. I picked Providence, though. So also. Stephen F. Austin is playing West Virginia right now. That's
Stephen
tight.
F. Austin. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Who else played?
I recall back in the day when... back in the day when Pitt and West Virginia were powerhouses in the college basketball world.
Yeah.
Not so much nowadays.
VCU beat Oregon State. That was an upset. That killed my bracket. Wow, my bracket's done. I'm not even going to pay attention to this anymore. Syracuse beat Dayton.
Oh, wow.
There's an upset. I picked that, though. What else happened? Gonzaga won. I picked that. That was an upset.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how everyone else in the Delts Bowl is doing. Andy Berkovin's still up top.
I didn't fill one out.
I am in 11th place.
Out of how many?
Out of 13.
Not last.
That's true. Let's see. What's Andy got going?
You know, when it comes down to it, I think the NIT is the more entertaining tourney.
You think?
Yep.
Why do you think that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I recall a couple of years ago, Robert Morris played University of Kentucky in the NIT.
They did. And
I won that game. I wish I was here for that.
Yeah, so do I.
I'm sure that was real rowdy.
Oh, yeah. But I'm kind of sick of hearing about it. Like, that's all athletics kind of advertises is, yeah, we beat Kentucky.
I mean,
like 5 years ago.
3 years ago.
Well, same thing.
Not much. Not like we have much else to talk about.
Hey, hockey team's
good.
Hockey team's pretty good.
Hockey team's good.
I wonder, how are they doing right now? They're playing right now, I believe. So are the Sabres. How about them Burrs?
How are the Burrs doing?
Game just started, so it's 0-0.
So they're losing.
Well, they're also winning, though.
I guess so.
Mm-hmm. Let's see how RMU hockey's doing. RMU hockey. 1-1 tied. 3:56 to go in the third.
Who are they playing?
Army.
Okay, Army.
In Ra-Cha-Cha.
Ra-Cha-Cha?
Ra-Cha-Cha.
I like to do the Ra-Cha-Cha. It's my favorite. I got it.
Hey, Jess.
We have a visitor at the studio.
Yes, we do. So you don't have to listen to just us two morons babble. Welcome.
We have a guest in the studio.
Well, let's let him get settled in. We will go off to break.
Going on a break.
And we'll come right back. Let me babble so I can get a song up. Sorry.
Babble.
Working on it.
Speaking of babbles, it's our brother Joe Babonic's birthday today.
Yeah, happy birthday, Joe. He's not even
Babonic,
here.
Babonic, I still don't
Babchenik.
Know. Babchenik.
Something like that.
I like Bab Ganoush.
Sure.
It's easy.
Yeah, that works.
Joe Babs.
All right, we'll be right back. June Night Spaghetti Dinner Show. Army Radio.
Bing bong.
Here we go.
Sports Talk Radio. Tune in every Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. for Colonial Talk featuring RMU Radio's Vince Russo and Colin Sullivan.
If your butt doesn't get pumping after that one, I don't think you have a pulse, so.
Listen as the two banter on all RMU sports, both women's and men's.
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team.
You won't want to miss the hard-hitting duo that holds no punches when it comes to dishing it out.
Hashtag no mercy.
That makes no sense.
Call into the show by dialing 412-397-6816 to voice your opinions on their hot takes on Colonial sports. But remember to keep it clean.
A little unsanitary, to say the least.
That's 412-397-6816. Colonial Talk airs every Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. Find us on the TuneIn app or through iTunes live streaming on RMU Radio. Your campus, your voice.
That's right. Alright. That was unnecessary.
Yeah, it was.
Sorry to those listeners listening with headphones in. That just killed their eardrum.
Well, good thing you need them.
Alright. Well, there goes more listeners. Thanks. Anyway, if you're still listening, you're listening to RMU Radio, your campus, your voice, Tuesday night Spaghetti Dinner Show.
They can watch our live stream instead.
Do we have a live stream?
No, not yet.
Okay. Welcome, Jess.
Hello.
Thanks for coming.
I'm glad to be here.
Hey, glad you're here. You didn't know the show started at 7:30 or 7, right?
I was busy balling on boys.
Okay. Balling on boys.
And how'd your balling go?
I don't lose. Pretty much is all it comes down to.
So you won.
No.
Oh, he didn't say that. Okay. He just said he doesn't lose.
Oh, all right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
So how was your spring break, Jess?
It was pretty good. It's better now that Buffalo's beating Ottawa 2-1.
Are we? There you go. Yeah, so how about them Bears, huh? How about them Bears? Well, that's good.
What did you do fun on spring break? I saw you a few times.
I didn't do anything that I wouldn't do any other day.
No one here had a very
nothing special at all.
No fun trips.
Just some relaxation.
Yeah.
We took a late night Steak and Shake run at one point.
We did.
Don't have a Steak and Shake in Buffalo.
No? Have you ever been to a Steak and Shake?
I've been there once.
Okay.
I got a crappy Nutella milkshake that just tastes like chocolate.
Bad, yeah.
It's bad.
Steak and Shake in itself is not bad, but the one at near our home is bad. You power through it, and I continue to go, because it's cheap.
There you go.
Can't beat a $4 meal.
No, you can't.
If you are listening, you go to Sheetz. If you're going to get a milkshake, bring your own straw. they don't have very thick straws there.
The sheets?
So like, yeah, sheets. So
the sheets do good milkshakes?
They have good milkshakes, but the straws, you can't suck it up. So it's just...
I've never had a Sheetz milkshake.
I mean, they're good. They taste good, but you got to bring your own
just,
straw.
Sheetz is a legitimately good like.
Oh, it's just overall good. I mean,
it's just good.
We don't have those in Buffalo.
Do you have Wawa?
Nope.
Wawa's the worst.
So you don't have a Sheetz equivalent?
Nope.
Do you have, like, Speedway? No Speedway?
Nope.
Dang.
So you have no, like, MTO-type gas station?
Nope.
No?
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's fine.
Strange.
We survived.
All right,
we
so let's to. Say it's... Let's say it's...
Oh, wait, side note. It's bring your own cup day to Slurp, 7-Eleven.
To Slurp?
To 7-Eleven. Shut up. To 7-Eleven. Yeah. Bring your own cup day. Yeah, day tomorrow.
We going?
Is there even a 7-Eleven near us?
Yeah, yeah. Right next to the sports complex.
Yeah.
Well, let's go. What are we doing here?
All right, then.
All right, see you next week.
Hey, buddy.
These aren't working.
We really should go at some point. By the way. No?
Let's go tonight. Let's find our own vessel, and let's go and...
Our own vessel?
Maddie's car's here, right? Can we take cars?
Sounds good to me.
Take that three-door
Let me just postpone my paper even more.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, you know, it'll get done eventually.
You're not
it'll get done if it gets done. Who knows? But, yeah, I'm all for it. All
right.
Bogey, let's say it's...
You are yelling today.
Am I yelling? I'm just so full of energy.
Good Lord. Continue, sorry.
So let's say it's 1 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
1 a.m.
All right. On a Buffalo night, or morning, if you will. And you're hanging out with your posse, hanging out with your mates. And you guys are got a hankering for some good old food.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you guys go at 1 a.m.? Where do you guys travel to?
Well...
What's your go-to?
Please say McDonald's.
There's a couple things with that. I don't have friends.
Well, all right, let's say if you did. Let's say if
okay,
we were with you in
so,
Buffalo.
So, all right, we'll go with this.
Yeah, we come over.
It's a summer night. Thursday nights in the summer, Buffalo does free concerts. They run late.
No, let's just...
No. Just let me finish. They run late. They usually go late. It's summer nights. After the concerts, we go to Jim's Steakout.
How late does that stay open?
It's, I think it's 24 hours. See, bars in Buffalo, like downtown Buffalo, don't close till 4 a.m.
Mm.
So,
okay, how does
I'd say Jim's Steakout is probably your go-to.
Is that cheap?
Yeah. It's good. It's really
what
good
is
food.
It?
It's like your, it's like your cheesesteak. It's like a cheesesteak.
Okay.
Faster.
This is only
food.
On Thursdays?
No. They're always open, but I'm saying Thursday nights over the summer.
They do concerts.
They do free concerts. So I personally, in my own experience, have gone to Jim's Steakout at the wee hours of the morning to get some food.
Okay. Hmm? So Jim's Steakout.
Jim's Steakout. If you ever go to Jim's Steakout, you need to get the Stinger. It's not on the menu, but it's the most popular sandwich.
Secret stuff.
Secret item.
Today.
All right.
It's a cheesesteak. Sub.
With bees.
No.
Hornets.
With chicken fingers on it. So it's a chicken finger cheesesteak sub. It's phenomenal.
Why is it called the Stinger?
I don't know. That's just what they named it.
Did they ever have bees on it?
Not that I
yeah,
know
Yeah,
when
the first one that they handed out, it had three bees on it.
They were like, we should swap the bees out for chicken fingers.
That's a possibility.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there's a couple of places that are open. Nothing there aren't any chains.
You know,
we don't have any chains. Buffalo takes care of their own. They do it. You know, they do it themselves. They don't need any national chains.
Sheetz is not a national chain.
Well, you know what I mean.
It's only like a
franchise. We don't need any
Western Pennsylvania
fancy franchises.
And actually,
Sheetz should be national.
A little fun little factoid. Sheetz actually like, in order for you to own a Sheetz, you have to be part of the family. Like they don't just nobody can just come in and be like, I'm gonna buy a Sheetz from you.
Interesting.
They only give it to people who are actually family members.
Wow.
So
interesting.
So if you plan on starting your own Sheetz up, not going
to
happen.
You got to have to marry in.
Yeah, you got to marry in.
Keep that in mind.
Late night dining is the best dining.
Oh, yeah.
I love going,
sitting
down.
There are Denny's. I have gone to Denny's at like 1 or 2 in the morning.
Okay,
so there you go. We got
Denny's. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay. We've got
sit down
to we
a
got
nice
Denny's.
Meal at like 1 a.m., 2 a.m. with your close mates.
Your
good time.
Brethren.
Also, getting kicked out of Sheetz is also a lot of fun, too.
Well, not if you haven't gotten to eat your food yet.
Yeah, did that a few times.
Yeah. Not proud.
No, I'm proud.
I was there one time, and I was not proud.
It was a mess.
I was a little bit disappointed. I just unwrapped my steak wrap. It took a one bite, and then we had
to Fatty McGee came out from the back and was like, get all of you, all of you out of here.
Yeah, well, see, what happened was, you know, after we would play, we'd play deck games, you know, deck hockey games out in the South Hills.
Yeah, South Hills.
South Hills, and on the way back, you know, you go past the sheets, so we'd always stop and we'd get sheets. And this one particular evening, one of our teammates was rather rowdy. And was making loud groaning noises.
Well, what he did is, well, first,
to be fair, the service was terrible.
To be fair,
day.
Yeah, my friend Jaxby had to wait like 40 minutes for some mac and cheese bites or something.
Yeah,
and then my friend Dan had his Snapchat up and was Snapchatting. He just goes, "Oh!" And
just screamed.
Again with the yelling in the microphones. Come on.
Well, they gotta know. They have to get the full effect.
They gotta know what it was up. And then Fatty McGee came out and was like, "Circle." He did a big circle. And was like, "All of you out of here."
He finger motioned everyone out. And so we had to leave. But yeah, sheets, 10 out of 10. Would go.
Still 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Wow.
I urge you.
I've been to sheets.
Yeah.
They're a churro bites. Yeah,
they're all can't all go the food's wrong, good. Man. All food's good.
Too bad we're not getting paid to hype them up right now.
No.
I know. What the heck? They should be a sponsor.
Honestly, I'd rather get free food from them than money, actually.
Yeah, if they just, like, you can come in and get
shit. I'm at that point in my life where I'd rather have food than money.
Quick update on Buffalo game. They're on the penalty kill.
All right. Thanks.
Welcome. Okay.
Appreciate it.
Just thought I'd let you know.
Yeah.
Sounds good. So, Spell, you've had a tough week, haven't you?
I have had a tough week. Do we want to talk about it?
Let's talk about it.
All right. Where do we start? Monday. Let's start with Monday. All right. So Mondays I have one class. It's about 3 hours long, 1:45, 4:35. So
you right over there, Jess?
You continue talking.
All right. I'm going to continue talking. I'm in class. I'm in there for about, you know, maybe 45 minutes. We go on a 15-minute break. I just decide I wasn't having it. So I leave class early. As soon as I get back to my room, my phone falls out of my pocket and breaks.
Karma, that's what you get for leaving class.
That's what happens when you skip out on class, kids.
Your phone Stay breaks. In school.
Yep. So my phone's broken. So I go the next day to, you know, get it replaced. And my carrier, we won't name who, their servers were down. Their computers weren't working, so they couldn't do anything for me.
Rhymes with P-Bobble.
I won't confirm nor
not name
that.
Not naming names though. Okay. So computers are down, you can't get a new phone.
Yep. All right. So can't get a new phone, I'm going phoneless for the week. Then on Thursday I come down with a little stomach bug and I'm down for the count the entire day. You know, so I'm just hanging out on the couch, casually throwing up, going to the bathroom, you know, the whole nine yards. So that's fun. And then Friday I get up
today.
Friday is today, yeah. I wake up, and I go to get my phone replaced again at my carrier. And so the only thing that I could do was put in a claim. I have to wait till Monday for my replacement phone to get here. But then I have to go back to their store to swap phones for a cheaper phone.
Huh.
So that was my week.
That stinks.
Yeah, it's been a rough one.
Last year, spring semester, I was without a phone. I had some phone issues. I was walking up the stairs of hell, and I tripped. My phone was in my hand, and I put my hand down to brace myself, you know, of course. And my screen shattered. So that was fun.
I've seen multiple people falling and not brace themselves and just take it.
That's
wonderful.
So my screen shatters. So luckily, it was probably like on a Wednesday or whatever. My parents said they'd come up that next weekend. So we went to the Apple store. We got it fixed. It was all good. Mm-hmm. All honky-dory. Later that next week.
Don't call me that.
What? All right. Later that next week, I was walking down the hill to G Block. It was dark and cold and icy, and I slipped.
Just like my heart.
Right. I slipped down the hill. Phone goes flying, slides into a puddle. It's like, great, fantastic,
Wait,
awesome.
You're from Canada. How did you slip on ice?
All right.
You broke your phone again.
Oh, wait, wrong.
Your phone was broken again.
Right. Yeah. The screen was still intact, But
the water damage.
There was water damage. It was kind of glitchy. So I had it in ice. Not ice.
Rice.
I had it in rice. I forgot a syllable there. I had it in rice for in and out for about 3 days, try to make sure it was all good. It was working fine. It worked, but there were some glitches with it. The screen wasn't working totally fine. So I had to go back to the Apple Store and get a whole new replacement phone.
So how much does this whole venture cost you?
I don't know, just to get the screen replaced. I don't know, that wasn't too much.
Okay.
Because I still had a warranty on my phone, so they just gave me a new phone. But yeah, so I was without a phone for a while. I had my mom's old phone for a while. It was annoying.
So you did have a phone?
Yeah, but there were points during that time where I did not have a phone, whether it wasn't working or,
okay. You know, yeah, I get you.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah. Am I unmuted? Yeah, you can be unmuted.
I got a good story. All right,
what's up, Jess?
So we all know the famous WWE superstar, retired now, Hulk Hogan.
Mm-hmm.
He was awarded $115 million
wow.
in a lawsuit because he had a sex tape with his best friend's wife. But I guess he didn't want it to get out in the whatever company released it, and he got awarded $115 million. Go Hulk Hogan.
Good Lord.
I'd like to expand on that.
Okay.
So during spring break, I'd listen to, on the commute to work, the very popular radio morning show in Pittsburgh called the Kiss Morning Freak Show, Mike and Big Bob.
Of course.
I've heard of them.
Yeah, that's on 96.1 Kiss FM. All
right. Another plug.
You know, they just talk about current events, you know, joke around, talk about it.
Kind of like us.
Yeah, kind of like us.
They're a lot funnier, though.
Well, debatable.
I don't think so.
And anyway. So they were talking about the Hulk Hogan trial. And so I guess now Hulk Hogan no longer goes by Hulk Hogan. He goes by his real name, which is...
That's dumb.
Terry Lawley or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so he was trying to convince a jury...
Terry.
Terry was trying to convince... the jury,
mm-hmm.
that he and Hulk Hogan are two completely different people with different penis sizes.
What?
Oh, God.
He was being cross-examined, and the person was asking, is that your penis? And he said, no, that's Hulk Hogan's penis.
Interesting.
When he turns into Hulk Hogan, it just grows.
He's different. He's a different person, apparently. So he was trying to convince the jury that they're two different people. Wow. So that's interesting.
Brilliant. Well, apparently it worked.
I guess it worked for him.
Good for him.
Good for Terry.
I'm still calling him Hulk.
He had that reality TV show a while back, yeah. Hogan Knows Best.
Yeah.
That was pretty entertaining. And then, he got a divorce or his son did something stupid and it all blew up.
Who knows?
Crazy.
I'm probably going to Stone Cold Steve off, like Stone Cold Stunner somebody tonight or something. I'm feeling it. Guys, like, ever Stone Cold Stunner someone?
No.
You know what it is?
No.
Oh, I can't show you now. It's in the radio. No. I'll show you later.
Oh, good. Looking forward to that.
Interesting. Anyway, speaking of...
Wait, do you at least know Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Yeah, no, I know who he is.
I don't.
You don't know who Stone Cold Steve Austin is?
I know the name. Yeah, I know.
Is he a wrestler?
Yeah.
I didn't watch that crap.
He's also an Olympic gold medalist. So.
No, that's Kurt Angle.
Oh, that's Kurt Angle. Never mind.
Come on, man. Get your rest.
All right. I don't know.
Anyway, speaking of TV shows and trials, what?
O.J. Simpson. One of the senators just pushed a lineman.
Can't do that.
Yeah, it's...
No, apparently you can.
You can't. You shouldn't do that.
You can't do it, apparently. What's happening here?
But, yeah. TV shows and trials. FX has that TV show about the O.J. Simpson trial.
Right, yeah. With Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah, it's really good.
Is it?
It's really, really good.
Does Cuba Gooding Jr. play O.J.?
Yes.
Probably knocks it out of the park.
Caught up. I watched it over spring break. And it was really good. It's really good. They're about halfway through the season right now. And it is phenomenal. I was very, very impressed with how it was.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just, throwing it out there.
Yeah. I love Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah, so do I.
I wish he'd go back into the limelight and do big movies.
Same, so do I. I really kind
of just fell off, He kind of just said, no, I'm going to stop now.
Doing his own thing.
Yeah. It's a shame. Snow Dogs, incredible movie.
Radio. I think Radio is one of the greatest sports movies ever. I love that movie.
My favorite Cuba Gooding Jr. movie is a little movie called Rat Race.
rat race.
And I don't think I've ever seen. All right, so what happens is there's like this group of like super rich people, and all they do is like place bets on. They just gamble on things, on random things. Mm-hmm. And one of like their bigger games is that they invite like these random people into like a meeting, and they tell them, look, there's a locker at a train station at a certain place, and in the locker is $10 million. First person to get there wins it. And so, like, Cuba Gooding Jr. and, like, these nine other people are, like, racing across the country to get to this locker with $10 million. And it's an incredible movie.
It's a good one.
I wonder if it's in the library. Maybe we can find it. And
maybe it is.
Give it a watch.
It's a good movie. It's worth a watch.
Hmm. Let's see.
I think Whoopi Goldberg's in it as well.
He's been doing a lot of TV recently.
Yeah. Good for Cuba.
One more interesting thing about sports and the sports industry.
We're just all over the place.
I know about sports. You guys talk about movies and stuff. That's not my forte. I'm the sports guy.
Matt Forte.
Tyler Sagan's out for the rest of the year.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah, so that's rough with us. He got hurt in last night's game.
Yeah.
He's out for the rest of the season. That's going to be a hurt to Sam Lagares' fantasy team.
Yes.
And two, less important, the Sharks' playoffs, which I don't care about at all. But Sam's team, though.
Yeah.
I thought you were a Sharks fan.
Well, yeah. I'm a Sharks fan, not a Stars fan. I don't care what the Stars do. Actually, I mean, it's just better for me, I guess.
Are you still looking at Cuba Gooding Jr. stuff?
I am. It's funny. On the IMDb page, they have, like, what he's known for. And the first movie he's known for is Jerry Maguire.
I've never seen
it. You think it'd be, like, Radio.
Yeah, you would think. I've never seen Jerry Maguire.
Men of Honor. That's a good one. As Good as It Gets. Interesting. Seen any good movies lately?
Deadpool.
Yeah, Deadpool.
Deadpool's a very good movie.
I haven't seen it yet. I want to see it.
See, you don't gotta like superheroes to like Deadpool.
It's not even kind of like.
I don't like superhero movies, but I do want to see this.
Deadpool's a good quality time.
Yeah. Don't take your kids though. Don't take your children.
What's
There's laughs. There's cries.
There's another movie.
People
really
lose eyes.
I cried the one time from laughing.
Zootopia. That's another movie I want to see. That's
really.
Yeah. There's what's that new movie? I just watched the trailer.
Batman v
Superman. The trailer.
I can't wait for that.
Sausage Party.
Yeah, Sausage Fest. There's a Sausage Party, something like that.
Tell them about Sausage Party.
That looks phenomenal.
It's not even something you can describe.
If you haven't seen this trailer, look it up right now. It looks absolutely phenomenal.
Google Sausage Party Seth Rogen.
They say don't just Google Sausage
Party. Right,
right.
That can end well.
Add Seth Rogen. Don't even Google Sausage Party movie.
No.
You have to Google Sausage Party Seth Rogen.
But basically, the premise of this is food in a grocery store are living, and they want to go home with people. But then once they figure out what happens to food, they freak out, and they're trying whatever they can to stop it.
It's like a rated R version of Toy Stories with food.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. It's unbelievable. You watch this trailer, and after you're done laughing, you just got to sit there and ask yourself, how high were these guys when they wrote it?
Yeah.
It's an unbelievable concept, but I have thought, like, when I was younger, like, do food, like...
No, please tell me you didn't think
that. No, I have. I mean, not like...
Please tell me you didn't think, I wonder if this tomato can think about things.
Well, you think... I mean, if two apples are like sitting next to each other in a grocery store, you always think, "Are you guys
they're
friends?
Like,
are these
they don't
friends?"
Have
like,
brains.
I'm taking this one, so I'll take this one too, so that they're together.
They can be together.
Yeah, I mean, I know they don't think, but you gotta think that.
They thunk. Speaking of food, I'm really hungry.
You're still hungry, aren't you?
I just ate some pasta.
Some pasta.
Yeah.
Got some pasta. I thought you were playing basketball.
I went and got food after.
Okay.
So we were an afterthought.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Okay.
Food comes before pretty much everything.
That's true. Mm. Not going to lie.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Eat any good food lately?
I eat so much food it doesn't even taste anymore.
My dad drove through Wendy's on his way to town.
Hey, let's call Mark. Let's have some Mark's minute. Just kidding.
I have my phone.
You can use, yeah, we've got phone.
Yeah, you've called him like twice.
I don't know what Mark's up to.
I don't know. Or is he sick of you? Is he sick of you this week? All right, we won't call Mark.
Can I call Mark? If you want to. I don't want to talk to him. He'll just be like, what now?
What do you do now?
What else is going wrong?
What is this? McDonald's anime ad needs 5 seasons in a movie? What in the world?
No, thank you.
Can we watch that?
I don't want to.
This is looking ridiculous already. There's some anime is just strange.
I don't know if I want to watch this. It's probably in like Japanese or whatever, so. Yeah, I don't know what they're saying.
What is happening?
Okay, it looks like these kids know the girl who's working at McDonald's and they're trying to embarrass her. It looks like it's this girl's first day. She's panicking. Oh, the manager's comforting her. They're wrapping a burger. Throwing it down the line. Aw, little girl's getting a Happy Meal.
I don't mean to be racist, but why are these people white?
Someone got some flowers.
What any of this has to do with McDonald's?
She's working at McDonald's. Oh, now it looks like she's a manager. Yes. What in the world? Oh, well, at least that's the same in Japanese.
Wow, okay.
What in the world?
Okay. Interesting.
I wish I knew what's going on.
Favorite fast food restaurants, everybody.
Favorite fast food restaurants?
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A.
Ogie?
Easy choice.
Yeah, I'd say Chick-fil-A. We don't have any, but I love Chick-fil-A.
I like myself at Wendy's.
Yeah, Wendy's is good.
I mean, Wendy's is definitely better than, like, McDonald's and, like, Burger King and stuff, but Chick-fil-A is just...
See, I wish Buffalo had a Chick-fil-A.
Buffalo just, not Chick-fil-A?
No, not really.
Man, Buffalo sounds rough.
It's not. It's phenomenal.
They don't have sheets either.
I mean, it's really sounding rough up there, man.
It's not. We don't need all these fancy... chains. We've got local. Nice. We've got local hardy people who take care of their own.
Do they?
Yeah, we do. Hashtag small businesses. Hashtag support local.
Okay.
What else? That Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. That's a new movie that just came out. That looks funny.
That has Tina Fey in it.
It does have Tina Fey.
I love Tina Fey.
Yeah, she's great.
She's beautiful.
And then there's that London Has Fallen. It's the same premise as Olympus Has Fallen, but it's just British. Is it a sequel or is it?
Yeah, it's a sequel.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to see the first one to see it, though.
There's going to be killing some terrorists.
It's just
Morgan Freeman's going to be talking majestically.
Yeah, he's going to be talking about some stuff, and I mean, it's nothing different.
Let's see. What else we got in pop culture?
Spell, I'm watching that commercial about that soap.
Yeah, the dials.
The holes.
Yeah.
What?
I don't understand.
What's going on?
But.
So, you know, the other day when I was sick, I was sitting there watching some shows on my laptop, and I was on Hulu, and they kept showing me a commercial for this new dial soap that has, like, little like pockets in the soap for lathering. I don't know, lathering technology. Yeah. And I don't know, for some reason I want this soap so bad. I just want the soap.
Dial.
Somebody buy him the soap. Dial hole soap.
Holes?
No, it's definitely
got some holes in them.
See what we get.
Let's go on their website. I'm sure
they definitely got some fancy name than dial hole soap, but
let's go to Dial. Silk and Magnolia for silky soft skin.
Oh.
I don't use Dial. I don't think I ever have.
Dial.
Yeah.
I use the cheapest bar of soap I can find.
Which is?
What am I using right now? I don't even know.
Oh, I see it. There it is.
It's like a green color to it.
Lather pockets. Irish Spring? That's what I use.
Yeah.
Maybe. I
don't know. I've been jumping all over the place with my brands. I was using Coast. I was using...
apparently Irish Springs soap bars keep away spiders.
Hmm, interesting. Speaking of Irish, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy belated St. Patrick's Day.
That's why I played that song in the beginning. I totally meant to go with there, but I didn't.
Oh. I didn't even like realize. I was just so sick, I didn't care.
I'm not Irish, so.
I didn't even think about it. Nor am I. Well, nor like 80% of the people that celebrate it. So.
Right, that's true. Here, product information. Advanced with lather soap or lather pockets deodorant bar soap. New Dial advanced soap.
Do they explain the science behind it? Hydrofresh scent
is non-drying and infused with lather pockets to provide a new level of clean. With aloe and vitamin E, the soap leaves your skin feeling healthy and soft.
Do they break down the science behind the lathering pockets?
I don't know.
Because I'd like to.
Let's see. What was it? Lathering? Let's see if there's a video.
All right. Let's go back to the whole sausage thing. okay. Let me just read this headline to you.
Go for it.
Paris gets sausages and steaks 24/7 from vending machine.
Wait, what? Say that again.
Paris gets sausages and steaks 24/7 from vending machine.
Interesting.
They have vending machines in Paris where you can get sausages.
A lot of places in Europe have like grocery store vending machines.
That is very interesting. Very interesting indeed.
I can't find any commercials about this holy soap.
Yeah, there's science behind it.
I'm sure there is, but they don't want us to know, which I find interesting.
Well, this on radio shows. We're almost done, man. Where did time go?
Yeah.
You having fun, Jess?
Yeah, man.
Imagine me.
It's like I was only here for like half of it.
Yeah, kind of what it is like.
My parents are on a cruise right now.
Are they? Where are they at?
What's that means? Way? We have no listeners.
Pretty much, yeah. They were in Jamaica. They were in the Cayman Islands. They're going to Cayman. I don't know. Their cruise was Jamaica, Cayman Islands, and Cozumel.
For those of you listening, there's a very beautiful girl outside of the studio.
Taking pictures of us?
Definitely not taking pictures of us.
That's what you think. But anyway, they're on a cruise for their 25th wedding anniversary. So, happy anniversary to my parents.
Happy anniversary.
I want to give a shout Eric out to Eric and Ogie's parents one time.
His parents' names are Eric and
Janet.
Bonnie.
No, close.
Oh, what are they?
Greg and Terry.
Greg and Terry.
My dad's name's Greg, too.
Yeah, I think we've been over this
one. No, we haven't, or I would have got it correct.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, the commercial's on again.
Is it?
Yeah. The commercials one? On all the time.
Soap one?
Yeah.
It makes you want to get the soap.
Can you pause it and we'll plug it?
It already moved on. We're on Mercedes-Benz now.
Let me tell you, man, I really like that soap.
Yeah, it's probably expensive, though.
Well, there's it's Dial. There's Dial's the not Sabres dancing yeah, but
they got,
usher.
They got some crazy pockets now.
So.
Have you seen this? Sabres have a dancing usher?
I haven't.
Well, we do. Good He's famous. Them. He's been on SportsCenter.
Oh, wow.
Dang.
What?
It's on again.
No kidding. Well, why don't you just plug it in and we can listen to it?
It's already moving, halfway dude. Over now.
Oh,
it's
my moving. Goodness.
I
mean,
like, if I wasn't plugged in before, like you got to be plugged in.
They're going to have to look
They're it paying up big money to have these commercials just keep running.
Yeah.
They want to get the word out.
Wow.
It's a new product. You need to get your word out there.
Yeah.
Speaking of, what were we speaking of?
Yes.
Not Valentine's Day. St. Patrick's Day. Here's the U.S. states that drink the most. Let's see. This is based off of bars and liquor stores per capita. So here we go.
Is the darker green the...
The darker green's the more. So Montana and North Dakota have the most bars and liquor stores per capita. Who's got the least?
They got to do something.
That's right. A lot of the southern the southern states don't have that many. Probably because they make their own alcohol legally.
Yeah.
And then here we got some little symbols here. Top. That's interesting.
What?
There's a snowflake which denotes the top 10 coldest winters. New York's not on there. Probably because it's just Buffalo, not the rest of New York. But Montana, North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Wisconsin, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, and Alaska are the top 10 coldest winters. Top 10 most breweries per capita. You got Vermont, Milwaukee, New Hampshire, Maine, Delaware, Alaska. No kidding. Alaska's one of the top 10 states with the most breweries per capita. Montana, Colorado, Idaho, and Oregon. And you got the top 20 for binge drinking. Yes. These are the most binge drinkers.
Pennsylvania.
You got New Hampshire, Vermont, New York, Maine, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Illinois, Iowa, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Minnesota, North Dakota, Montana, and Arizona, Alaska, Hawaii. No kidding. There you go.
We doing Ohio, Florida,
OTF?
Texas?
No, we don't got time. We ain't got no time for that.
Give me one. I guarantee you give me one, I'll get it.
All right, let me hit you with a headline. Tell me where it's from.
All right, give me one. Ain't no way I'll get it wrong.
Nah, I got nothing.
All right.
Hold on. I'll pull one up. Maybe.
Pull it up.
What is happening?
OTF, OTF. Ohio, Texas, Florida. Unreal.
Here you go. Dozens of mascots boogie in world record bid.
What does that mean?
In world record bid. Ohio can't be a world record. That would just be upsetting. Texas.
It's not even an OTF. It's just, man.
What
cool.
is Huntington Learning Center?
It's the best fool me like ever that. Sent it. It's the crush the SAT.
He just pulled up a random headline.
It's the best decision ever made center. Call 1-800-CAN-LEARN and save $50. Personalized attention, proven results.
All right, come on, Huntington Learning. There you go. Here's the story.
Check it out. It was a mascot party with a purpose today at the Palestra. Furry friends, including nice. The NBC 10 Peacock. 10 Peacock there, busting a move, and the Philly Fanatic rallied together at the University of Pennsylvania, where they attempted to break a Guinness World Record. The event also raised money and awareness for childhood cancer.
Very cool.
I love that you can get a record, world record for anything.
I love mascots.
All right.
Well. I've always wanted to be a mascot.
On that note, let's wrap it up.
Wait, no. Wait, I figured out the pockets.
What?
I watched a commercial for like the 8th time, and I think I finally figured them out. What happens is the water goes in it, and it makes the soap like be more soapy. You know what I'm
like
saying?
Bubbles
like more bubbles. It gives you more bubbles, so it like covers you more, and it makes you cleaner.
Okay, it's debunked.
Boom.
We figured
it
out.
So there you go.
On that note.
Are we good? Can we end? Yeah, everyone happy with the show?
I'm good with it now.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, everybody. Much obliged. We will talk to you
Mary
not next
J.
week.
Blige.
Next week's Good Friday, and then we got Easter. So maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah,
we'll see. We'll see what happens. All right. Thanks for listening.
Go with what we feel.
Tuesday nights, we got to eat dinner show.
Good night, everybody.
Your campus, your voice. Good night.
Thanks
good
for having me on
Have a good weekend. Be safe.
Bing, bing.
Bye-bye.